Welcome to Earth 2.
My name is Ryan,
and I am your host of this podcast, and I need to hit some expositional notes before we go too deep into this. This is a really weird thing. So, last week, I was walking out of the Screen Heroes podcast from Derek's house, and when I was on my way to my car, I was texting, and I fell, and when I got up, I was no longer in my world, I guess. I'm now in some other building where it seems like superheroes exist. This is a whole nother Earth, and I'm calling it Earth 2 because I watch a lot of TV, and I've seen this before. When I got here and I woke up, I was placed in, it seems like, a jail or containment of some kind. I'm not really sure what they're doing or how I got here, but I miss my friends, and this is normally the night I record my Screen Heroes podcast, so I don't want to do a podcast. So I found some people from this world to join me in this thing. And I don't know really how I'm going to get it back to my world, but I'm going to find a way. So here with me, I have two people from this Earth 2 that seem to be super people. Is that accurate? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. So I'll introduce him first. I have Oscar here. Oscar is his, I don't know, he doesn't really have a secret identity, I guess, right? Oscar?
No. It's too much effort.
Fair enough. You're a superhero?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. It's not exactly my dream gig, but I wanted to be a master Lego builder. That looks more fun.
Wow.
But
some things stay the same between all worlds, I guess.
Saving lives, I guess, will have to suffice. So I do that sometimes.
Okay. Do you have, like, a superhero alias?
Yeah. My buddy said I should have something. They said it's kind of lame to just go out by Oscar. So I am Superfluous.
Right, but what's your superhero name?
It is Superfluous.
Okay, so you're not saying that you're Superfluous.
In a sense, you could say, yeah, I'm pretty excessive. I've got more powers than I really care for. I would say that, yeah, I'm pretty superfluous.
So that's going to be a little confusing, but I think we'll work through it.
Well, who's on
Maybe
first?
I'll call you SF for short.
That's fine.
And also with me, another super thing person, Prisma? I don't know. Do you have a real name, or is that...
I do.
Okay.
You don't need to know it.
Oh, okay. I mean, no need to be rude. Yeah, I get it.
You have a name tag on.
No.
Well, I think she does have a name tag on. Maybe she forgot she put it on, but it says Prisma, clearly. So, what's your story, Prisma? I mean, like, are you, do you have actual powers, or are you like...
I do have powers.
So, Prisma, like, sounds like a I don't know, one of those things that reflects light or something.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can teleport and I travel by light particles. And for some stupid reason, when I teleport, I emit a little rainbow. So I'm like a fucking My Little Pony or
How
something.
How very cute of you.
Right? So cute.
It sounds adorable.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. I mean, how often do you have rainbows coming out of your butt?
I never
it comes
do.
Out of your butt?
I mean, it's like the back of me. Oh, okay. I shoot off, and there it goes. So.
I have a lot of questions about that, but I think that you
That's
might have
fine.
To save those.
Are the colors brown? Is there brown in
no.
it? Okay.
So, where are we? Like, what is this place, first of all? Because I really have no idea. You guys kind of threw me... Not you guys specifically, but I was put into jail.
Welcome to headquarters.
Headquarters. Okay.
Yes.
Headquarters of what?
The headquarters.
Okay.
It's a need-to-know basis, though.
Right.
We're in the headquarters. This is where the superheroes roll. This is where they bring back baddies and all kinds of people who are up to no good.
Apparently
and people
strange
who just,
men that fall through the
who,
sky.
Yeah, people who we don't know what the hell
Did
to
I
do
Did I fall
with
from
them.
The sky? All I know is I got up and I was here, so...
Yeah, it was a pretty hard hit.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a headache afterwards. That explains a lot.
We posted a lot of pictures of it because it was pretty funny. But after we were done with that, we definitely locked
you
out.
Oh, man, you remember that one? He was, like, kind of bleeding, and it made a funny shape behind his head.
Yeah.
That's not very nice.
We have doctors. You saw a
couple.
That's true,
yeah. I mean, one of them came and just, like, did a thing to me, and now I feel better, so.
By the way, you still have a penis drawn on your forehead, so.
Yeah, there's no mirrors in my cell, I noticed, and, yeah, that's kind of annoying.
There were, but we took them out before we put you in there, so.
That's, you guys are kind of not, like, the superheroes I'm familiar with.
Welcome to Earth 2!
Yeah, apparently. Jeez.
By the way,
why are we Earth 2? How are you not Earth 2?
No, because this is my podcast, so, and I came from Earth 1, so you guys are obviously Earth 2.
Oh, well, lucky us. How conceited. Yeah. Yeah. You must come from a very arrogant country.
No. Well, maybe a little. Yeah, I can go with that.
Do you have superheroes on your world?
I think
this is Earth 1.
No.
Yeah.
It's complicated. We probably shouldn't talk about Earth 1 stuff this early, but, I'm in headquarters. Like,
you're in headquarters.
Will you tell me what city I'm in? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't know. I'm very confused right now. Is this a secret? Is this a need-to-know basis thing, too?
It is. You're lucky that you were giving you a podcast in a jail, of all things, all right?
Who are you? Like, why should we tell you these things?
I'm lying. I mean,
do you have a good reason why we should trust you?
Because I don't have any powers or anything. I'm just sitting in your jail, like, with a penis drawn on my forehead, and, and, you know, I don't know, you know, if I had powers, you think I would use them to erase the penis on my forehead, right?
My powers couldn't erase a penis on my forehead.
Well, okay, but maybe I did. I don't know. I'm just saying. I might have that power.
I haven't yet figured that out yet.
So you didn't really tell me what your powers were.
I'm like strong as hell. I could open a pickle jar like that.
You can break me out of jail really
easily. Can attest to that. You are so useful.
Yeah, I am good at opening pickle jars. I can fly, but it gets really cold when you're up in the air, so I don't like to fly that often because it gets cold. I don't like cold.
Can you jump tall buildings in a single bound?
In a single bound? No. Maybe two, maybe three bounds. Like, solid bounds.
Okay. Because there's legends of a hero in my world where he can do that.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
He can do, like, the double jump.
Double jump?
Like, you can jump from air?
Yeah, yeah, I can jump from air. And usually it makes a really adorable noise when I do that. I don't know where the noise comes from, but...
Maybe you're farting it like a rainbow.
Maybe. Maybe that's a Earth 2 thing. A lot of sounds come out of our back end. And lights and all kinds of special effects.
That's going to take some getting used to.
But yeah, so yeah, I can do all that and... Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like talking about my powers. Sometimes they show up, sometimes they don't. So I've been burned a couple times.
Literally. Right. And figuratively.
Yes. And
I didn't
literally.
Example of that.
I tried to save a girl from a burning building, and she was up on the second floor, and everyone was like waiting, like, oh wait, the superfluous is gonna show up and save her. And then I went to show up, I was like, guys, I got this. And I went to jump, and like I could barely get up under the curb, so it was pretty embarrassing. So I was like, sorry.
Did she die?
I'm not feeling it. Yeah, she died. She died pretty well, pretty fast.
Where was all the rest of the heroes? I feel like this is a big place, lots of people.
You know, we kind of try and play a zone defense, and so we're not always in one. You know. We just can't always make it, so.
So you guys have sports on this? Football here? Obvious. I mean, zone defense is a... I think it's a football term. I'm not a...
Is that what
guy.
That is? No. No, zone defense doesn't sound like a defensive term.
Okay.
And for football. Not by our football standards, no.
It's you guys
know.
Who have football?
Yeah, yeah, we do.
What's it like here? I mean, is... I don't know if it's the same as it is on my world.
Both men and women play.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a big difference.
And so what it is you have a ball and you kick it from one goal to the other, and you don't use your hands or anything, because only an idiot would call football and don't use your foot and use it with your hands primarily. Like, that would be stupid. That would be really stupid.
I feel like you're referencing something, but I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe on your Earth they're that ignorant, but on our Earth, we play football with our feet.
We have a company team.
Yeah.
You have a company
team. Yeah.
So this
undefeated.
Is a company?
Ish. We Wait, run ourselves it? Like one.
Yeah.
So it might make money?
To.
No, it's like intramural. We play other companies and stuff.
So you don't get... Well, I'm saying the company makes money.
Oh.
Is this a business?
We are...
It's a for-profit superhero endeavor?
I would say more privately funded.
Yeah. We're definitely non-profit, but...
So you're not getting paid.
I'm...
I feel like there's got to be some benefit in this for you guys. What's the point?
I'm kind of getting paid. But I work for these
Well,
people.
Sometimes...
I work here.
Sometimes, you know, a money bag falls off the back of an armored truck when you're saving it. You know, sometimes it just happens and...
I don't know anything.
And then sometimes we have Christmas parties after that happens, so... Who knows?
So you guys have Christmas here, too. See, there's a lot
we
of
do.
Similarities.
We do. Like we have it. Christmas, yeah.
Okay.
There's this guy...
What's your Christmas story?
About 50 years ago named Chris, and, like, everybody just adored this guy. He was a party starter, and, dude was crazy. He was like, let's get this fucking tree! Let's bring it in and decorate it and party! And that it just lasted, and we do that every year since. Fucking Chris. Remember Chris?
I do.
Fucking Chris.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys don't look
Chris
like you're 50 years old. That's crazy.
No, well, we haven't been partying for 50 years, but it's been a tradition 50 years to
gotcha.
Do that. And then it's spread all over the world. Everybody, nobody even knows who the hell Chris is, but they're like, sounds good. Let's grab a tree.
They just like putting trees in buildings.
I think so.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
Promotes oxygen.
Yeah, there you go.
I guess sure. Trees work the same in every world.
They do.
So, Prisma, you said that you work here.
I do.
Besides being a superhero? Or?
We both do.
Yeah.
You both do.
Yeah.
I enjoy working here much more than I do being a superhero.
Okay. So you don't superhero it up very often.
Thrust upon me. Well, I'm not very useful. Like, I can teleport. I can't teleport other people. Mm. I'm not super strong or fast.
Can you teleport where you want to, or is it
yes.
just random?
No, I can teleport where I want to
okay.
go.
Okay. Well, that must
that's
be nice.
Good.
Yeah.
It's like no
it's
commute
good.
To work. Like,
yeah.
you just live wherever you want.
Well, I live here.
Yeah, I mean,
know?
That seems like a good benefit if
it,
you guys live here.
I live... In the employee level?
Okay.
You don't live here?
I don't, know. No, I've got an apartment down by the river.
Down by the river?
Down by the river, yeah.
It's a really nice river.
It's a nice river.
What about
it's
the
like,
place you live?
It's almost crystal clear. It's beautiful.
Have you ever been a motivational speaker?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
It's a... There are fun people really
No,
cool.
there's like a whole market. It's beautiful. There's like fish, all kinds of things out of it. And I mean, I don't like... fish, but it's fun to watch. But
you,
that's
I seem like you feel like your powers could really help you get some fish if you were into that.
Yeah, they could. This one time, I actually could breathe underwater, you know, like I said, that went away. So
it's your
you don't really know. It's yeah, my powers change are pretty interchangeable, and it really sucks because like one day I jumped in the water and I found I was you know. Like, you only find out that you can breathe underwater the hard way, you
right.
know?
Yeah, I feel like that. There's no way you could find out in the right way.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
You, know
you either, like, okay, well, I'm going to drown today, or... So, sometimes I test it. I'll get in, like, a bathtub and, like...
Just that one power?
Yeah, and, like, see, like, if I know I got to get in the water maybe later, or going to the lake with my buddies or something, then...
I mean, that seems like a dangerous road to walk if you're doing that with, like, all the potential powers.
It
you
is.
Have. You, like, hold a lighter to your hand or a flame to your hand, something like that. I don't know if you guys have lighters here, but...
Sometimes I'm flame retardant. It's just a matter of what, you know, what happens that day to day. I don't know.
Yeah.
Weird. Well, that's interesting, at least.
Sometimes.
So what do you guys actually do here? Since, obviously, you're not superheroes. You don't like... Or you're not superheroes often. You don't like it. What do you do here at the headquarters?
I cook. Everything you've eaten, it's me.
She's amazing.
It's what I do.
It's pretty good for prisoner food. I feel like I'm getting treated pretty well.
Well, he gets better food, but...
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're on different tiers. Don't get us wrong, but... She makes really good food.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume I'm on the lowest tier, and I'm pretty happy with it, so...
Yeah.
It's different every night. It's not like a sludge or anything, so that's good. I didn't know really what to expect. So you cook.
I do.
So you don't have a job that utilizes your powers really at all.
Absolutely not.
Well, I would say so. Like, because like if you're on one end of the kitchen and you need an ingredient on the other end,
I do that.
Boom, bam.
Yeah, it kind of feels like cheating when everybody else in the kitchen has to walk. But you know, screw them.
Yeah.
I guess you need
let them find a power.
A really rare ingredient or something. You might be able to go.
Oh, exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
that would be fun. I haven't tried that yet.
What?
Yeah,
wow.
You should.
Straight
yeah, come over by my apartment. There's plenty of
fish. Yeah, apparently. You just got all kinds of fish.
If you're out of fish.
No, I go to the fisherman's wharf.
I don't think I've
time.
Had any fish yet, but I'll have to
it's delightful.
Hope for
do,
that.
Do you have a fish that you like?
I mean, I do on my world, but I don't. I'm kind of scared. Whatever fish would be on this world. I mean,
yeah.
Seems like
the blue snapper
fish,
is delicious.
Yeah,
I think they have snapper on my.
Our
world.
Fish have the biggest penises. That's like the hardest part to cut off of a fish. Like, it's weird.
You literally
do you
have
to
debone
penises
them?
On your fish.
You know, I'm not an expert on marine biology, so I'm not quite sure how that works, but I'm sure there's some sort of reproductive system there.
Uh-huh.
I never really
well,
have
no,
seen
like,
fish
I'm,
penis.
Like, I'm it's jealous stupid. Of how hung these fish are, especially the black ones. Huge, like a big black bass. Yeah.
It's really well known for their size. Interesting.
Yeah.
The,
I'm glad you cut that off before you feed it to people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, I mean...
Well, some countries eat them.
Yeah, delicacies. But
what's your specialty, would you say, cooking?
Oh, my gosh. I love cake. I like
cake?
Making cake for everybody.
I haven't gotten any of that yet. What, you're holding out on us.
Well, is it your birthday?
It's not prisoner level? What birthday? I mean, I don't... Yeah, I'm glad to know you guys have birthdays.
Prisoners get birthday cake.
Okay, so we know that you're the head chef.
Yeah.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Superfluous, what do you do?
Well, I really wanted to make a difference in the world, so I work for HR.
Okay. That
really,
I mean, I feel like you have superpowers, and you don't want to make a... You don't want to make a difference in
well,
the world. Well, superpowers.
Physically, but... I didn't really care to make a difference in the world, but...
you're saying via paper.
Tax-wise, you know, like, I could really change somebody's life if I, you know, help them, you know, fill out their tax forms correctly, like, as far as what they want withheld and all that. Like, I mean, just switching one single digit could really make a difference in a person's life.
That seems probably true.
Yeah.
Do people get, like, sick days as superheroes?
Sick days?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They get, it depends on how long you've been here, but yeah, they'll get maybe hour and a half off per year.
Wow,
we don't get
per
sick
year.
Here much.
Oh yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense. Is everybody here a superhero?
On this planet?
Yeah, I mean,
no.
I've only been in this building, so I'm.
Oh, that's true. No, not everybody here is a superhero.
Nope.
What percentage of the population would you say is a superhero? I mean, everybody I've seen obviously is some seems to be some sort of.
It's about 70-30.
70-30.
30 superhero percent.
So that 70% probably feels pretty crappy about their life.
Well, I would say 30...
Life's not terrible. We have fish
I would say 30% are super powered. A lot of those guys are dicks. So
okay.
There's not, I mean...
There's not a ton of good guys.
Okay,
right.
So some of those are villains in there too.
Right. Well, there's villains and then there's just dicks. You know,
okay.
Like guys who are just gonna
like
use their powers to like cut...
Is a dick.
Yeah.
You guys have a Dane Cook on this Earth?
Yeah.
From what I know, there's a Dane Cook on every Earth.
So you guys know about other Earths?
Oops.
Well, yeah. I mean, vaguely. There's like stories, but you
was
don't
I
know what's true because
like
we haven't actually been to anyone. So, like, we haven't been to another Earth, so.
Interesting.
For all I know, you could be the Dane Cook of your Earth. I'm kind of getting that vibe from you already.
Ooh.
Well, Dane Cook must be a really awesome dude on this Earth, honestly, because...
I just said he was
a
dick.
Nice
like,
yeah, but I mean,
does he listen?
No, I don't. So I know. Obviously, you do people's tax forms as an HR representative.
I do.
For a superhero
I do a lot of hiring and firing as well. That's fun.
So when you're a superhero, you don't just get like automatically join.
No. You go through a whole rigmarole of you know,
there
psych
are
tests
levels.
And yeah, yeah. We really put you through the ringer if you want to like.
I'm a level
here.
2 working on my 3.
Okay, so there's a level system.
Absolutely,
there
there's
is.
A level system.
So, how do you level up?
Well,
is it just an experience thing? Like, you just get enough experience?
Well, if you eat a marshmallow,
up,
or like a mushroom,
you level up?
You can level up that way.
That seems like a really easy way to do it.
It is, but they're hard to find and hard to reach. A lot of times they're hidden. A lot of times you have to, like... find these like weird yellow blocks that we don't even know who put them there and bust into them, and they're really hard to get into. But
once a week I have a new challenge I have to complete or else they're gonna kick me out of my room.
Yeah, it's we have metrics you gotta follow.
So you said you're level 2, so at,
I'm a level
so
2.
Level 1 doesn't get to live here, I assume, if they're gonna kick you out of your room if you don't complete the challenge.
Correct.
Correct.
Interesting. So do you you don't live here. You live in the van down by the river.
I do.
Okay.
In an apartment down by the
apartment
river.
Apartment down, sorry.
Yes. It's actually much classier than a van. So. Okay.
It is.
You guys have vans here?
It's a loft. You know, like a lot of superheroes like to live in a loft, preferably around bricks, giant windows. Very very easy for people who are villains to see in if they wanted to. We kind of like that level of availability.
Seems kind of counterintuitive.
You'd think, but it, you know, it just kind of maybe, I guess, adds the excitement of it all.
See, I would think people would want a lot of windows, or wouldn't want a lot of windows because you have heroes busting in through
You know,
them
and
time.
That's smart, and that's smart, but that's not what we do here on Earth, too. We like to have a lot of windows. We like to basically have almost zero privacy, and that's just kind of our way of life.
I enjoy the voyeurism.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then occasionally
you'll...
people
are very attractive here, so
yeah.
Why not just...
I mean, everybody I've seen is pretty attractive.
Yeah, and then, I mean, occasionally you'll see, like, the sniper beam, you know, across your wall or whatever, and you're like, here we go again, you know, and, like, I was just getting ready to settle down to some TV, but it's like I got a sniper on my hands, and, you know, then you could go deal with that, and...
Wow. That would be a really crazy scenario where I come from.
It is, but it's almost a weekly occurrence here, you know. When you say?
It's like a Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Snipers.
Sniper Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
T-shirts.
Yeah, there you go. So this level system.
Yes.
What level are you, Oscar?
What level am I?
Superfluous. SF.
I'm the same. I'm the same. HR.
You're level two.
Yep.
I think it's about time they bump you to a three. I mean, your powers alone can...
Well, that's sweet of you, but they're inconsistent.
More.
So, I mean, it's pretty... The only thing that's really consistent is strength. But again, I mean, that can only do so much. You just really can't punch your way through most situations, or all the situations. So,
but, on the other hand, I can teleport out of any situation.
That's
so.
Amazing, yeah. I'd rather have your thing, because most places that I exist, I want to leave. So... I would love that.
So you guys knew each other before this, I'm assuming, because
well, just working through here. No, just
yeah,
just
we,
working through
we met here.
Here. Okay. I eat a lot, so
and I cook a lot.
So
okay, that makes sense.
We have a really good dynamic.
I can tell already.
Yeah,
just being here with the two of you, I don't
you
even
could.
Have to do
I mean,
anything.
Yeah. I mean, you could easily say we're quite the duo.
Look, levels. Level 4 and 5 get to go on, like, every adventure assignment. Level 3s get to join every once in a while. Level 2s get to play around in the gauntlet and do tests and, you know.
Yeah, we get, like, memos after the fact.
We
like, the mission,
the
you
gauntlet.
Know, was a success. And, like, we saved the planet. And we're like, oh, my God, I didn't even know
like,
we
well,
were supposed to be doing that.
I made steak.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, that's up to
and
me.
I'm like, I just made name tags for all the new hires, like, and like that's, yeah, it's
okay. I mean that seems like it's such a menial task for somebody.
It is, but
why the hell are they making it mandatory? I don't want to wear this. Like,
yeah, you're not even wearing one. That's just crazy. So, I know your powers change all the time. That
they do. It's
odd.
It's
how
usually
did you get
like
your powers.
Or
how do you get your power? It's kind of a confusing scenario.
There was one time he coughed and, like, breathed fire, and we all just kind of giggled, and
yeah,
he hasn't been able to do it again.
No, it was really cool, though. It was really cool.
Did you have a cold that day, or was it just, like...
No, I
didn't. What he would have.
No, I didn't. I'd been eating spicy food all day, and that was really all it took.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So
I
peppers.
Better repeat it. Jeez,
peppers.
Like
the burrito. It was a burrito. It was really hot. Like,
you should
make
him another one.
I
want
to do that to myself again. So I don't know. Sometimes it's not worth it.
So how did you? Were you born?
Because
like,
it was born. I mean, it was warm coming out, but it was warm coming out the other end too. So it's just not worth it sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've eaten spicy food, so I can definitely.
Yeah.
Know
there's
that
nothing worse than a bad case of stingray.
It's good to know. It's good to know that superheroes have stingray.
Superheroes
well as
get stingray.
No,
yes. Now I did get a healing ability one time, and it cleared it right up.
Aloe vera
cleared it right up. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I was practically like aloe vera man for the day. So,
wow.
But I wouldn't have gone by that name. That's kind of weird.
because superfluous is their
name,
you know?
But yeah, pretty much. Hmm. Yeah.
Right. I wasn't sarcastic.
No.
And so how did you, were you born with like this revolving door of
Well, I don't know. I really don't. I don't know if having, you know, because I came from another planet and I was also resulted in a crazy experiment. And so I don't know if stumbling across powers is my thing or what my super, or just having the powers is my thing. So, because like it's kind of annoying. Week to week, they're there. Sometimes day to day with minor ones here and there. I
feel like you kind of glossed over something that I kind of want to touch on.
Okay.
You're an alien?
Yeah, so to speak. But I'm documented, so.
Okay. So you're not an illegal alien.
I am not an illegal alien.
That's good.
Yes.
What planet
are
you from?
We generally don't consider beings illegal.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a pretty...
In my world, there's a lot of...
Yeah, it's
okay,
a,
so
it's
like,
a pretty humane society.
Half the population aren't from this world.
Half?
About half.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we travel a lot. We're kind of a hub.
Okay.
Well, before this, humans were also very conscious of the Earth. They only tend to have one or two offspring, so there's no overpopulation. And then when all these aliens started to arrive, we had enough resources to accommodate them.
Live beings are live beings, so it doesn't matter where you come from. You are treated with respect.
Absolutely.
Wow. That sounds really nice.
Yeah.
I wish I could know what that was. Well, I guess I'm going to learn what that's like if unless I get home.
You won't.
I won't
you'll
find
be,
what it's like.
You'll be in here for a while, yeah.
I guess I should ask, so you guys said you haven't been to other worlds. Like, how did I, do you have any idea how I got to this? Like,
no,
what?
We just saw you fall. No, like, people don't really transport the way you did, whatever the hell you did to get here.
I didn't do anything. I was just walking, and then I was here.
Yeah,
so.
Don't do that anymore. So, because look at what happens.
Don't walk? this seems like a...
I don't know what to tell you, buddy. Yeah.
Do you have any, like, chairs I could float around on or something? Like,
no.
That would be cool.
No.
Okay.
There was this, like, professor who used to float around on this chair, like the floating chair, but he left.
He left?
He left.
Like, he just decided not to be a hero anymore?
Well, not all heroes work here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I didn't really think about that. He wasn't, like, killed by a clone of another hero or anything?
There's a lot of people who have superpowers that don't want to be heroes. There's a lot of them. I don't want to be one.
I was
going to
say, you seem like you're one of those.
No, yeah.
But then here you are.
No, I could be off building stuff with Lego.
That's true. I mean, that's always an option.
That's the dream. And I can do it. Some days, or some weeks, I've got, like, super speed, and then I'm able... But they're really expensive, so I can put, like, the same one together and disassemble it, like, really fast, but I'm not going to go and blow $300, you know, on a whole set again, because I don't have unlimited resources.
That's the same between our worlds, then. Legos are also pretty expensive on my Earth.
Yeah.
So, we talked about he's an alien. Are you an alien?
No, I'm human.
Okay. So, are you a mutant, or...
What's a mutant?
Like,
that sounds
how
gross.
How did you get your powers?
Sounds like a slur. Is that a slur? Like,
I don't think so.
Are you being derogatory?
He did have some stink in it whenever he said it, didn't he?
Did I?
Are you like a mutant?
I'm trying to figure out where he got his powers from. Some sort of experiment or something. But
I don't know what mutant means where you come from, but it sounds pejorative here. So, okay.
Well, I will
watch your
mouth. Avoid using that term.
Thank you.
So are you a Inhuman?
Let me tell you.
Or?
I was just a fucking caterer.
Okay.
I went to Star Labs for an event.
Wait, Star Labs? That's a thing on my world, too.
It's a pretty common name.
Right.
Okay.
I
guess that's true.
It's
anyway,
just four
sorry,
letters.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine. You're fine. So I go to Star Labs. They do all this kind of crazy scientific bullshit, physical. Theoretical shit.
Did you sign up for this or something?
Absolutely not. No, I was hired for their party.
Oh,
I was just
okay.
Bringing their dinner.
And then they started testing on you and you were like,
no,
I should probably
go away. No. The building blew up.
Oh. Okay.
I hate when that happens. I hate it so much.
Does it happen that often?
It happens a lot. Contractors are paid a lot.
People are kind of careless with their scientific experiments.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's why there's so
builders,
many superheroes.
Pavers. Okay. Oh my god. Those guys get paid through the nose here because they're just always having to repair and build and repair and build and repair. There's so many superhero battles going on through the city and buildings and everything, explosions and...
We should have gone into construction.
Yeah.
Those people.
If you have super strength, then that would have been a really good one.
I actually could.
Yeah. I mean, like with building Legos, just build bigger Legos, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Do they have bigger Legos here? Is that a thing?
Oh.
Maybe you could
have done
that.
They have Mega Legos.
Mega Legos.
They do, but they're still only like...
Right.
A couple feet big.
Like an actual brick.
Yeah.
Interesting. So the lab blew up.
The lab blew up.
I want to get back to this. Okay, yeah. So you were serving food and the lab blew up.
I woke up 6 days later in this really cold environment. Had no idea where I was. It was snowing all over me. And I just thought to myself, I wish I wasn't fucking here. And next thing I know, I wasn't. I was back at my house.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
And around that time, you decided, hey, I have teleporting powers now.
Oh, I didn't know what the hell that was. Like, somebody had to tell me, did you know you just turned into a rainbow?
You're part of the rainbow, right?
Is
your power, like, powered by light? Does it require light? Could you teleport out of a dark room?
No, it doesn't require light. I turn into light.
Oh, okay. But what about a dark room where there's an absence of light?
I'll try that.
Recently was this that this happened to you? I feel like
6 months ago.
6 months. Okay. So that explains why you haven't. Why a lot of these new ideas seem new to you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why you don't know why the rainbow comes out of your bumhole?
It's not straight out of the
bumhole. Well, you kind of threw me
off
when you said
that. I love that visual. It was.
I mean, he has fire come out of his when he eats
his solid burrito.
No.
Okay, so it just kind of comes from behind you.
It's like a streak, yeah. A take-off streak of rainbow.
Okay. I'm trying to... You'll have to show me that power at some point so that I can document it for my Earth. Because that's
course.
The whole point of this podcast, is right? I'm trying... Just so you guys know, I don't know if...
Wait, you're
do you have
studying
podcasts
us?
Here?
You're
do you have
studying.
Podcasts here? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so... I'm trying to send back to my friend. I hope that you guys can help me find a way to send this back.
Yeah, I guess we could do that.
But, you know, I'm trying to get it back to him so that... Because my world has no idea about other Earths, other than theories, so...
Interesting.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll get into that another time. We've kind of got... In my world, a 33 or 34-minute podcast is a good amount of time, so, you know, I think we're around that mark. So...
Yeah, I can also hear a burning building down the street. So,
you
probably,
gotta go.
I probably should mosey on down
dinner
there.
Time.
And
dinner time. I'm looking forward to
see,
some fish.
Yeah.
No penis. No penis on it.
All right. I would recommend it.
So
yeah.
If you're listening to this, I hope you guys will broadcast this on your world too, although it'll be kind of probably boring for your world to listen to.
Well, yeah, they know all this stuff.
Yeah, but if this ever gets back to my world... I wanted to know that in my downtime, you guys let me have my laptop, luckily, and I made an email address, which I don't know if you guys have email, but in my world, it's a way of sending mail through the air.
We mostly communicate telepathically, so...
Oh, okay. Well, this must be very weird for you, then.
Yeah, it's pretty
Once
slow to get an
email. Once you have sex with a person, you're connected mentally.
Yeah.
Like the emotional... You guys don't know what that is, but on my world, that's a really good movie. Mm. Anyway, I have an email address that I set up, so hopefully Derek can get a hold of me, or somebody from my world, one of my friends can get a hold of me, or anybody. So if you're out there listening to this, earth2@heroespodcasts.com, and email me and tell me that you can hear us, and give me an idea of how I can get back to my world. Obviously, I'm missing, so hopefully somebody is looking for me.
And yeah, hopefully somebody's looking for me, because I'm single. And I've got a nice place down by the river.
Yeah, van. I mean, an apartment down by the river, lots of windows. Yeah, okay, well, thanks for being on this with me, guys. You guys want to come back? I think I'm going to do this every week. If you guys want to come back next week, that'd be great. I could use some other people to host with me.
I can promise to join, so long as it doesn't get in the way of me earning my level 3.
Okay, fair enough. What about you, SF?
You know, I'm inside, in and out of meetings all week, but I could probably squeeze you in there, so...
And can I get a name tag? Is that... Do they give... never mind. We'll talk about that another
time. No, you cannot.
Thanks for joining us, and hopefully you guys hear this, and we'll get back to it next week.